Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in California about issues facing your community and the nation. For quality purpose, control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and are in a safe place for us to talk?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate your participation. Give me a second here.
No worries.
Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in California?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
I live in Fresno County.
Fresno? Okay, thank you. And out of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get them, and these are your options, all or almost all of them on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all on a regular home phone?
Almost all of them on the cell phone.
All of them on the cell phone. Thank you. And yes. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party?
I've interned before with a congressman before, but that's pretty much it.
But not currently.
Not currently, no.
Okay. Thank you. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
2002.
2002?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage, if you don't mind me asking?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
I have my bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. Okay, let's get started. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Would that be a somewhat or a strongly approve?
I would say somewhat approve.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I would say I somewhat approve as well.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district? Okay, Democratic. Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If you don't know that person, you can also say that, okay? First person is Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable? Unfavorable, okay. Next we have Joanna Garcia Rose.
I'm unfamiliar with that person.
Unfamiliar, okay. And next we have Esmeralda Soria.
Favorable.
Favorable, okay.
Yeah.
And Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick one out of all of those. Okay, first we have border security, then we have homelessness, abortion, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, jobs and the economy, taxes, healthcare, crime and public safety, and lastly, education.
I pick one out of all of them?
Yes. Yeah, the one that's most important to you.
Okay. I think I would say... Sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to go with homelessness.
Homelessness. Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested and a 10 means that you're very interested, extremely interested, how would you rate your interest in the upcoming 2024 election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress?
I would say 8.
An 8. Thank you. Next, if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
Esmeralda Soria.
Esmeralda, okay. And would that be probably or definitely, you think?
For the U.S. or for...
For Soria. That you're going to vote for Soria.
Probably.
Esmeralda Soria. Probably? Okay. And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's pretty bad right now, I would say.
Okay, thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
I would say probably about the same.
Okay. And on a different topic, how have you ever voted for a Republican candidate before?
No, I have not.
Okay. And although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican candidate this year? Yes or no?
For, like, president?
They're talking about either president or state assembly or Congress. Either one. Either or.
I think it depends on the candidate.
Okay, but you would be open to it.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess it just depends, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First statement, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for, we're talking about Garcia Rose here, or it doesn't make a difference?
I would say maybe somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next statement, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers. And one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
That's more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Wait, sorry, could you repeat that last one?
Sure. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Somewhere likely.
Okay, thank you. Next statement, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and the law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
I would say that doesn't make a difference.
Okay, and the last statement on here, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
Mm, Well, I haven't heard information of where Soria would stand, so I guess, like, I wouldn't have a yes or no. I wouldn't be able to choose fully between
Okay. So let's do that. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each one, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go to her negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Do you find that much more or less likely to vote for her? Much more likely to vote for her or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. And next statement, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone else, someone she was romantically involved with.
I would say that would make me less likely to vote for someone like that.
Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Next statement. While families struggle to fill their grocery cards and put food on their table, Esmeralda Soria worried to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
That doesn't make a difference.
No difference?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Probably somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
That doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on here, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Would this, is this government healthcare, is this like healthcare for all, like in that sort of context, or what type of context is that?
I think so. I think it's I think still Obamacare, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that would be the one they're talking about.
Okay, yeah, then it would make me vote for her, somewhat likely vote for her.
Okay, thank you. So now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, for a state assembly member?
I honestly, I don't know. I just like.
You still don't know? It's okay if you're still undecided. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Now moving on. We are about to be done. Okay, sir. So thank you so much for hanging on with me. Now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or an independent?
I'm registered right now as a Democrat.
As a Democrat, okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
I would say liberal.
And would that be a somewhat liberal or a very liberal person?
I would say somewhat, yeah, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Yeah, if I knew their stance, it would definitely make me sway.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Trump or for Joe Biden?
For the 2020 election?
Yeah, the 2021.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Well, that concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you so much for hanging with me. Have yourself a good night, okay?
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.